Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. We thank my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Edir Posey, for hosting in my place yesterday. I was supposed to be in the air at the time, flying back from New York to Florida. However, we sat on the tarmac for hours and hours. I should have been able to have been on the call in the end, but we kept thinking that we were going to take off. In the end, we sat on the tarmac for some 7-8 hours, only to the plane. At that point, we made a decision to then head from LaGuardia to JFK, where that flight was delayed for several hours until we finally got on board, only to finally deplane late last night. So can't say I'm stuck in New York, but still here in New York, hopefully trying to figure out a way to get back home. But I want to thank Rabbi Posey for filling in my place. Daily Call began nearly 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 25th day of the month of Adar Sheni. Please continue to daven for a 6-year-old girl in Boca, Chaya, Yal, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, as well as a dear friend, Yitzchak Aaron, Ben Malka, Chana, and a baby, Tinok, Ben Nechama Devorah, all collectively in need of our tefillos. Thank you. With a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult of circumstances. For the Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression to our broken hearts and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the timeless and potent words of Tehillim. We gather today for a few moments to hear some words of Dibrei Chizuk and to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all of those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Elliot Schreier, congregation of B'nai Shurin, Teaneck, New Jersey, to share Dibrei Chizuk. For those who have been paying attention to the news, Teaneck has seen much protest in their area over the last several weeks, maybe in the last couple of months. However, this past Monday night, a big protest was planned across the street from B'nai Yeshurun, where Rabbi Schreier is the rabbi, protesting what? A Zaka event. Events of those who literally go in the holiest of jobs to find and collect the remains of those who were killed. And this is what they were protesting. And under Rabbi Schreier's leadership and the RCBC, a massive counter-protest was coordinated, and I'll leave the rest. Rabbi Schreier would be willing to share with us a little bit of how that played out. Following his words at the very Chizuk, Rabbi Schreier will slowly recite the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shulim, for those who are still tragically held captive. Rabbi Schreier will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And lastly, I just want to thank everyone for doing their part in signing and writing the letters, which was at ou.org/180. We did reach our goal of 180,000 letters, which under the leadership of the OU Executive Vice President, Rabbi Moshe Hauer, there was a delegation yesterday, perhaps many of you saw the video, who brought the letters to the White House. So call out kavod to our community for stepping up. There's still so much more to do. But I'm so proud of each of us here on the call. I know who made a real difference. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Schreier.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. It's wonderful to be rejoining everyone on this daily Tehillim and Chizuk call. Rabbi Herman, I'm sorry to hear about your travel difficulties, and I'll just say, if you're looking for a scholar in residence gig this Shabbos, maybe we can have you come over to Teaneck, to B'nai Yeshurun, to address us and all the amazing work you've been doing for Klal Yisrael over the last few weeks and months. As Rabbi Herman referenced, this has been a week that I would say has followed the narrative arc of the Seder for the Jewish community in Teaneck. It was Maskil, Beganos, and Masayim Bashevach. It started as a very difficult week, and it is a week where I think our community has shown brilliantly, with immense Jewish pride, immense solidarity, and immense support for Acheinu B'nai Yisrael, a display that we will not cower in the face of sustained intimidation, harassment attempts, in the face of hatred towards Jews. And I really want to reflect on that for a moment with all of you this afternoon. What I'd really like to share with you is a particular moment that transpired, that happened on Monday night, that crystallized so much for me. So let me give you a little bit of the background of what happened. I know that Rabbi Herman touched on a little bit of it already. I'll try to fill in some of the color and details. I want to share with you one moment that was very special for me, and hopefully gives us a little perspective on not only the upcoming Seder, but really the moment of Jewish history that we find ourselves in right now. As Rabbi Herman mentioned, we decided that we were going to host a Zaka event on Monday night. The speaker was Simcha Greenemann. He is a Zaka volunteer. He has testified around the world about all that he witnessed on October 7th and its aftermath. He was mobilized already on October 7th and spent the following weeks really just caring for human remains with the utmost care, really treating all human life and human death with the dignity that it deserves. He testified in no less than the United Nations. And on Erev Shabbos, we got wind that some groups were going to be protesting this event. Now, as Rabbi Herman also referenced, protests are nothing new to us here in Teaneck. There has been a sustained attempt at intimidation and harassment of the Jewish community, but this one somehow felt different. There was no legitimate pretense for it. It was a Zaka volunteer. There was nothing about Israel. There was nothing about the war in Gaza even. It was someone testifying about the atrocities he witnessed and memorializing the Kedoshim who fell that day. And some groups, even that was going to be defiled. They wanted to defile even our ability memorialize and commemorate the sacred souls that fell. It was organized by two groups who openly support Hamas, who openly celebrated the atrocities of October 7th, who openly call for violence against Jews, and they decided they were going to protest outside of our shul during a Zaka event. It was a line that was just too far for many of us. It just felt like a violation of all that we hold sacred and dear, of the Kedusha, of those who fell off Kiddush Hashem, the Kedusha of our shul. We decided we were not going to stand for it. We organized a very significant counter demonstration of the Jews of Teaneck. There were some others who joined as well. Lincoln Square sent some as well. But I will tell you that everyone offered to come. Rabbis throughout the tri-state area were texting me all that day, offering to send the buses to Teaneck to join us. I told them we're really trying to keep this to Teaneck, to the Teaneck Jewry, obviously thanking them for their support. But there could have been dozens of communities busing into Teaneck that day, because we really felt the support of Acheinu B'nai Yisrael, even as we tried to keep it to a mostly local event. We vastly outnumbered the protesters, and without going through all the details of how the night transpired, it turned out to be an immense Kiddush Hashem. They were usually, they were chanting their vitriol, as they usually do, globalize the Intifada, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, with no ambiguity as to what that meant. These are groups that openly support Hamas. They mean it the same way Hamas means it in their charter. And we responded with song, with singing, with Jewish pride. It was immense Kiddush Hashem. I think the most powerful moment of the night for many of us was at the very end. The police were trying to wind things down. I spoke to the police chief and our town manager. I told them that by no measure were we going to leave until they were absolutely gone. I said to them, these are our homes. This is our synagogue. This is our neighborhood. We are not dispersing until they are out of here. And they were very receptive to that. They understood where I was coming from. They really just wanted to de-escalate. They weren't taking either side. They really just wanted things to come to a close. But, ultimately we came up with a time when things would wind down, and the protesters ended up leaving, to the sound of us proudly singing Hatikvah. And you could find the imagery. I know it's been going around on social media. I personally am not on social media, but others have told me that it's been going around. You could find the image of us proudly, Teaneck Jews, proudly singing Hatikvah as the protesters leave our town. They never should have been there in the first place. and they left, as we proudly sang. That was probably the most powerful moment of the night. But the moment I really want to share with you all is what I would deem the second most powerful moment of the night. And that was earlier in the evening. One of the songs that we started to sing is a song that all of us will sing in some form or another a few weeks from now. Song V'hisha Amda La'avoteinu V'lanu. Of course, a classic line from our Pesach Haggadah on the Seder night in which we declare, V'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. In every single generation, they rise up to destroy us. V'hakadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyadam. But in every generation, Hashem delivers us from their hands. And as we were singing that song, and I was on the front lines by the police barricades, looking at these protesters screaming their vitriol, I remember thinking to myself, indeed it is b'chol dor v'dor. It is in every single generation. And our generation is no exception. Maybe we lived in a bubble of comfortability, us as American Jews, over the course of the last several decades, thinking that somehow this door was exempt from that declaration of b'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. But at that moment, as I stood there, singing that song, watching these protesters, in every sense, interested in wiping us out like Paro of old, it became very clear to me that this historical moment is very much the moment of Jewish history, the story of Jewish history. Every year, I try to bring that line, the whole Dor V'Dor, Omdim Aleinu L'Chaloseinu, alive at my Seder. I can tell you last year, at my Seder, my grandmother, she should live and be well, was joining us for the Seder. She narrowly escaped the Nazis in World War II. And at the point that we said, B'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu, at the point of Yehisha Amda, I stopped my Seder and I had my grandmother tell her story to my 8-year-old son and to my 7-year-old niece. I wanted them to understand the story of B'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. And I could tell you this year, sadly, tragically, I don't need my grandmother to tell any story to make that moment real. My kids have been experiencing it themselves. They understand that we now live in that moment, that is a microcosm of all of Jewish history. We are part of the story of the whole Dor V'Dor Omdim Aleinu L'Chaloseinu. And I'll just conclude with this. Even as that's true, there should be, and there is, I can tell you, at least in Teaneck, immense pride in who we are and immense pride in our ability to meet that moment as the moment calls for. I saw this week a quote from Sfat Emes, who has a drush on the line of B'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu, that we say, before we say those words, we say, shalo echad bilvad omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. That it was not only one generation that tried to destroy us, but rather B'chol dor v'dor. Sfat Emes offers a drush, a play on the word. He says, shalo echad means when we are shalo echad bilvad, when we are not one, when our people are not one. That is when they have the capacity to rise up against us. But when we are one, when we gather together as a single people, and we show that we're willing to stand shoulder to shoulder for each other, that we care about each other, that we will together take a stand against hatred, that is when we are able to defeat them. That is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers us from their hands. And that's what we in our community, in our small corner of the world, saw this past Monday night. We saw a Jewish community within Teaneck that rallied around each other. I can tell you that the rabbi of a local conservative synagogue made sure to join us, to stand with us, to join the event with Zaka, to make sure that he stood for Jewish peoplehood. I can tell you that it wasn't just in Teaneck. It was really, again, much of the tri-state community as well that offered to stand with us. And we know that even those who are at a geographic distance stand with us as well. And something as simple as all of you coming together to say Tehillim on a daily basis for Achenu B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, it is a powerful statement that we are Echad, that we are united. And when we are, again, that is when we are able to see the blessings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam come to fruition. May we all merit to see that soon. May we all merit to see Hashem's delivery. May we all merit to see true Yeshuos for Am Yisrael. As Rabbi Herman said, we'll do the recitation of Tehillim now. I will begin with Tehillim Mizmor Chaf. And at the end, we'll do the Misha Berach Recholim. I will preface that Misha Berach at the end by saying that, unfortunately, I have many Cholim on my personal list. So if you'll all forgive me, the pause may be a little longer than usual, but we will try to make sure that we dive in for all of those who are in need of healing. Tehillim Mizmor Chaf, Chapter 20. Lamnaseach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Sarah Yitagevcha Shein Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umition Yizadaka Yizkor Kol Minkosefa Beolasefa Yizashinesela Yiten Lefa Kilvabefa Kol Atasefa Yimale Ranina Bishu Asefa Ubishem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimale Adonai Kol Mishalosefa Ata Yodati Kihoshia Adonai Mishiko Ya'aneyu mishamei kocho, siguros, yesha yimino. Eile barecha ve'eile batusin, ha'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazgir. Heima kara'u v'nafalu, ba'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Yoshia, ha'melech ya'aneyu, v'yom koreinu. Mizmor Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echtar, in os deshe yarbitehi, halmei minufos yinahaleini, nafshi yishovev yancheini v'magilei tzedek lema'an shemo, gam kielich v'gei talmaves, lo ira ra kiata imadi, shivtecho mishantecha, heima yinachamuni, Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged sorerai, Yishanta v'ashemen roshi kosi rivaya, Ach tov v'chesed yudifuni kol yimei chayai, Yishavti beveis Adonai li'orech yamim. Mizmor Kufchaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir l'ma'alos, Eso einai el heharim, Me'agin yavo ezri, Ezri meim Adonai, Osei shamayim v'aret, Al yitei mamot raglecha, Al yanum shomerecha, Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tfilecha, Al yad yiminecha, Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, Ve'yareach b'layla, Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor teitecha uvohecha, me'yata v'yad olam. Mizmor Kuflamid, chapter 130. Shir ha'ma'alos b'mamakim k'rasif ha'adonai, Adonai shema v'koli, Hityeno oznecho kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmor ya, Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imecha hasilicha, lema'an divarei. Yivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi, v'lidvarov hokolti. Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomerim haboker. Shomerim laboker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, Ki im Adonai hachesed b'harbei imo fidus, V'hu yiteh es Yisrael, Mikol avonosav. Mizmor Kufman Beis, chapter 142. Maskil l'David, v'yosov ha'me'oros tefilah, Holi el Adonai ezak, Holi el Adonai eschanan, Eshpoch lefanav tichi, Darasi lefanav agid. Yitatev alai rufi, Ve'ata yodata nesivasi, Orach zu ahalef, Tamnu fachli. Abed yamin re'ei ve'ein mi makir, Avad manos mimeni, ein doresh lenapshi. Toakti eilecho Adonai, yamarti ato machti. Elki bi eret hachayim. Akshiva el rinosi, ki dalos bimod. Ati leini merodefai, ki amistu mimeni. Hotia mimasker nafshi, lehodos es shemecha. Bi yachtiru tzadikim, ki segmol alai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanishinim b'tara u'b'shevya, omedim bein bayam u'bein bayabasha, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה ומאפלה לאורה ומשיבוד לגאולה השתה ועגלה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן. משברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב ויברך את חיילי צבא ההגנה לישראל ואנשי כוחות הביטחון העומדים על משמר ארצנו וערי אלוהינו מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה ובכל מקום שהם ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ניתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו, מכל תורה ותוקה, מכל נגע ומחלה, ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, ידבר שונאינו כפיהם ויעטרים בחסר ישועה ובעטרת ביטחון. ויקוים בהם הכתוב, אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם, וילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם. ונאמר אמן. משברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק יעקב יוסף משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה ויברך וישמור וינצור את נעזרי צבא ההגנה בישראל ושויב את כל אחינו הנתונים בתורה ובשביה בעבור שכל הכל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם ויוציאם מחושך ותמוות ומוצותיהם ינתק וממצוקותיהם יושיעם ישיבם מהרה לחיק משפחותיהם. ילדו לאמני חסדו ונית לאוסר בבני אדם, יקויים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ובדויי אדוני ישובו נבואו לציון ברינה, ושמפס עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחו יציגו, ונאצו יגון ואנחה, ונאמר, אמן. ישברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק יעקב משה אהרון דוד ושלמה, ויברך וירפא את החולים. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם להחלימם ורחמתם להחזיקם ולהחיותם. ישלח להם מהירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לכל איבריהם ולכל גידיהם בסוף שאר חולי ישראל. רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, השתה ועגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Schreier, and thank you really for your incredible leadership. And thank you for the invitation. I think it would make my parents who live in Bergenfield and my brother and family who live in Teaneck very happy to see me. For the sake of Shalom Bayis, though, I am doing everything on my part to get back as soon as possible. Just while we're on the flight, I thought, oh, no, they just have to commute up blue. That's not available. I thought I had a flight home. Okay, well, I'll keep it in the back of my mind just in case. But thank you again, Rabbi Schreier, and we look forward to having you back on the program in the Yerushalayim, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.